Welcome to the deep dive. We sift through the noise, the sources, to really bring you the insights you need.
That's the goal, to get you truly well-informed.
And today, we're tackling something, well, everyone gets it, but maybe we underestimate it, the impact of a clean space.
Oh, absolutely.
Think about it, right? You're home after a crazy week, or an office that needs to make that perfect first impression.
That unspoken message.
Yeah.
It's powerful.
Exactly. And cleaning might seem simple, you know, straightforward. But there's this whole fascinating world behind how the pros do it, how they operate, and maybe more importantly, how they build trust, real lasting trust.
It's so much more than just tidiness, isn't it? It's psychology, environment, fostering well-being, professionalism, reliability.
Yeah.
That's the foundation.
And that's our mission for this deep dive. We're looking at the blueprint, essentially, of a successful local service business, our source. A cleaning company's online presence, which is surprisingly comprehensive. Our goal isn't just to list like what they clean. It's to pull out the strategies, the customer-first thinking that makes a service really stand out.
Looking beyond the what's to the how and the why.
Yeah. And why it matters to you. Maybe you're looking for a great service. Maybe you own a business yourself and want some inspiration.
Right. There are takeaways here for everyone.
We'll unpack everything,
yeah.
Their philosophy, deals, how open they are about operations, even some really unexpected stuff about cleanliness itself.
Okay, sounds good.
So let's pull back that curtain. Let's dive in. What makes this cleaning company's blueprint tick? All right, so where do we kick off this deep dive? I think maybe the cornerstone, trust.
Makes sense. It's fundamental.
Well, the source material, it hits you right away. Phrases like, your first impression starts here. And this one, a spotless space builds trust.
That's it.
It's not just about looking good, is it? It's reputation. It's that immediate feeling of reliability.
Exactly. It's deeper than just aesthetics. A really clean environment, home or office, it triggers this subconscious halo effect.
Halo effect. Explain that a bit.
Well, our brains basically link orderliness with competence, with care. So for a business maybe like the car dealership they mentioned cleaning for.
Right, yeah.
A spotless reception area where they show the cars. It's not just nice. It's like a silent endorsement. So they pay attention to detail. They respect clients even before anyone speaks.
Huh. So it implies if they care this much about the space, they probably care that much about the service too.
Precisely. It sets the stage.
Okay, that makes total sense. That initial, maybe even subliminal impact. And this company, they don't just say they build trust, they back it up immediately.
How so?
The sources highlight things like trusted by local clients and locally licensed insured. Now, you kind of expect that, right?
You do. It's foundational for any legit business.
So what's the strategic play in highlighting it so clearly? Is it just checking a box, or maybe is there like a trust issue in the market they're addressing?
That's a really sharp point. While it is foundational, putting it front and center like that, it speaks volumes about differentiation.
Okay.
Think about it. There are tons of informal operators out there, maybe uninsured. By clearly stating locally licensed insured, they're basically shouting, we're legitimate, we protect you.
Ah, so it's risk management for the client.
Exactly. And a clear separator in a crowded, sometimes iffy market. But then they take it even further. That guarantee.
Oh, yeah. If something goes wrong, we'll do it again for free.
That right there is paramount. It screams confidence and accountability.
I agree. That's a huge confidence booster. Puts their money where their mouth is, you could say.
Mm.
But I wonder, does a guarantee like that get used a lot? Or is it more about making people feel secure so they trust you without needing constant recleans?
Mostly the latter, in my experience. It acts as a really powerful deterrent for minor complaints, and it builds massive trust up front.
Right.
Just knowing that safety net is there makes clients feel secure. It lowers the barrier to trying them out, gets more bookings, and builds that reputation for being reliable. It's basically an investment in customer peace of mind.
Makes sense. A strategic investment. Okay, so once you've laid that groundwork of trust, the next logical step seems to be widening the net, right?
Mm.
Broadening the appeal.
Mm-hmm. Cast a wider net.
And that's exactly what jumps out next,
yeah.
The sheer range of services this company offers. It's not just, you know, cleaning. It's this whole planned spectrum.
Yeah.
Designed for pretty much any need you could think of.
And that's not just about having a long list. It's actually a very smart strategy for maximizing customer lifetime value.
I mean,
well, by becoming the go-to place for basically any cleaning need someone might have through all stages of life or business.
Okay.
Like from regular home cleaning to moving to maybe a business emergency, they make themselves indispensable, like a partner.
Ah, so you keep coming back to them for different things.
Exactly. It reduces the chance you'll look elsewhere, a customer churn goes down. And think about referrals. People are more likely to recommend a company that can handle anything.
Right, okay. So let's break down some specifics for you, the listener. They've got the basics covered. Recurring house cleaning services, your weekly, bi-weekly thing.
Standard stuff, but essential.
Then move in, move out cleaning. Super important for renters, new homeowners, and even specialized things like kitchen deep cleaning service. Nice. For those jobs nobody wants to do.
We've all been there.
But then look at the commercial side. This shows real adaptability. They specifically mention cleaning car dealership offices.
Which is interesting, right? Recognizing different business needs from the reception areas to sales offices, as they put it.
Yeah. And then there's post-construction cleaning. Messy stuff. Retail store cleaning, office space cleanup, reception and lobby cleaning.
I'm tapping into the gig economy trend, Airbnb turnover cleaning. That's smart, very current.
Totally, and it doesn't stop at the door. They mentioned outdoor grill and patio cleaning.
Oh, nice touch.
And professional pressure washing for homes and businesses. So they get that clean extends outside too.
Right, the whole property.
But the one that really highlights their problem-solving ability, I think, is emergency cleaning after accidents.
Wow, yeah. That's tackling immediate high-stress situations. That's a huge differentiator. Shows they're ready for anything.
Exactly. It's a testament to their readiness.
These aren't just random services thrown on a list. They're clearly solutions to specific problems people and businesses actually face.
Yeah.
For someone listening, seeing this range signals, okay, these guys understand the market, they're versatile, they can handle complex situations.
So what does this whole big list mean for you? Well, it means convenience, right? You don't need five different companies for five different cleaning jobs. A truly professional service can cover a huge amount under one roof, one trusted name.
Okay, moving beyond just what they clean, let's pivot. Let's talk about what really defines a modern successful service business, I think, which is the customer-centric approach.
Ah, yes, the user experience side of things.
It's all about flexibility, communication being easy and just.
Yeah.
Genuine care. This company clearly gets that. They make it easy for you to use them. And this is where they directly tackle those common frustrations people have with service providers. It's how they build relationships, not just transactions.
Like what specifically?
Well, think about contracts. A lot of people hate being locked in, right? They fear rigid schedules, long commitments.
Totally. Commitment phobia for cleaning services.
Kind of. And this company hits that directly. The source says, no contracts, just honest, reliable service when you need it.
That's a really strong message. Flexibility, trust.
Huge. And they pair it with flexible scheduling, including same-day and emergency services.
Right, which isn't just nice to have. It's strategic. It meets that modern demand for agility, for getting things done now, especially if something unexpected pops up.
That kind of operational flexibility, that's a serious competitive edge. And look how they back it up with communication.
Yeah, what did it say? Fast response through WhatsApp, text, or call.
And they even give the phone number right there, 813-562-3853. In today's world, that easy, quick contact is non-negotiable. It builds rapport instantly.
Definitely. I also noticed they highlight bilingual service, English and Spanish.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, it shows they're actually thinking about their local community, the real people living there. Makes the service accessible, comfortable for more potential clients.
Very inclusive. Good business sense, too.
Plus, they offer tailored cleaning plans for homes, offices, and rentals. So it's not some cookie-cutter approach. They adapt.
And for those of us, you know, worried about chemicals or with pets or kids.
Like me.
Right. They mention pet-friendly and family-safe cleaning supplies as standard. And you can even request specific eco-friendly cleaning products.
Safe for kids, pets, the environment. They cover all the bases.
That shows a commitment beyond just clean. It's about a healthy space, responsible practices.
Yeah, that attention to detail, that personalization. It really signals they understand what matters in people's lives today. It's about building trust by making things easy, responsive, and, yeah, tailored just for you. Okay, so they've got the personalized care, the easy communication. But this company also knows that sometimes you need a little something extra. a tangible reason to choose them or stick with them.
Ah, the incentives, the deals.
Exactly. And in a competitive market, these can really make a difference. They help build that loyalty.
Definitely. And these offers, they're not just random discounts. They feel strategic, like investments in getting new customers and keeping the ones they have.
How so? What's the psychology there?
Well, they incentivize trying them out, first off. And then they reward you for staying. It shows they value the relationship, not just the first sale.
Right. So let's look at the deals. For new folks, 15% off F on your first cleaning. But only when you start a regular service, minimum once a week or twice a month.
See? Smart. It encourages commitment right away, not just a one-off clean.
Yeah, gets you into that recurring habit. And then for the loyal customers, one free cleaning after completing 1 year of continuous service.
That's a pretty significant thank you. Really reinforces that long-term relationship they're trying to build.
For sure. And they also tap into word of mouth, which is huge for local businesses.
And a referral program.
Yeah. Refer a friend and get one free cleaning, but there's a condition, when they complete at least 4 cleanings.
Okay, so it ensures the referred friend is actually a committed customer too. Very clever. Turns happy clients into basically free marketers for them. Powerful stuff. Cost effective too.
Totally. A smart organic growth strategy. Now, one little detail, good for transparency, they do note. If a deep initial cleaning is required, an extra fee applies before the discount.
Good to manage expectations up front. Avoid surprises.
Exactly. So overall, these programs, they show appreciation. They encourage people to spread the word. Classic signs of a well-run, customer-focused business. All right, let's peek behind the curtain now. Let's look at the engine room, as we called it. The operational side, the stuff that actually makes all these promises possible.
Yeah, this is crucial because good intentions are one thing, but consistent delivery. That requires real infrastructure, real planning.
Raises that question, right?
Yeah.
What does it actually take behind the scenes to deliver quality cleaning day in, day out across a wide area?
It's the invisible backbone. You need experience, a solid team, the right scale, a clear service area. All that ensures quality and reliability. And the source material actually gives us a pretty good window into this.
It really does. First off, experience. 15 plus years of professional cleaning experience.
Wow, okay. That immediately tells you something.
Right. Not a startup. This is a business that's seen it all, refined its methods over time, learned from mistakes, probably.
That kind of institutional knowledge is invaluable. And it's backed up by people. They mention a highly skilled team of 6+ dedicated professionals.
Which suggests they have the capacity to handle the workload consistently, right?
Mm-hmm.
Quality service depends on the actual cleaners.
Absolutely. And their reputation seems to back that up, too. A positive reputation based on, 145 reviews?
Yeah. That's pretty solid social proof right there. Shows consistent customer satisfaction.
And the scale they operate at is, frankly, impressive.
Tell me about it. 11M square feet cleaned across a variety of commercial properties.
11 million.
I know. And 460 plus spaces transformed. 2K moments of satisfaction. These aren't just numbers. They show they can handle volume, replicate quality. That's tough to do.
It really is. It separates them from smaller, maybe less consistent outfits. That scalability is key.
And they're clear about where they operate. Managing expectations, they list the service area. Serving Tampa, Lutz, Brandon, Riverview, and nearby areas within 45 minutes of our location.
Good. And they even list specific cities. Wesley Chapel, Lando Lakes, Plant City.
Yeah. So if you live there, you know you're covered. If not, you don't waste your time. Smart.
Very practical.
And then the nuts and bolts. Payments. They take pretty much everything. Zelle, Venmo, bank transfer, checks, cash. Makes it easy for anyone.
Convenience again.
And availability. Monsun 8.0 a.m., 8.00 p.m. That's pretty wide open. Shows they're serious about being available when needed.
Yeah, that whole picture, it paints a scene of meticulous planning, real operational strength needed to support a service like this.
Okay, this last section. For me, this is where we get the real deep dive gold nuggets.
The juicy bits.
Yeah, the company's website has this latest news or blog section. And it's not just hire us kind of stuff. It's packed with deeper, honestly surprising insights, not just about their service, but about cleaning and cleanliness in general, like real aha moments.
Ah, the content marketing play.
Yeah.
Positioning themselves as experts, as thought leaders in clean.
Exactly. It's brilliant, actually. They're educating people, challenging assumptions, moving beyond just surface clean to like real clean.
And connecting that professional know-how to things you experience every day.
Totally. Okay, listen to this title. Why your vacuum is probably making things worse and what we do differently.
Oh, interesting. Counterintuitive.
Right. And a similar one for businesses. Why your regular vacuum isn't enough for commercial spaces. Who knew your trusty vacuum might be part of the problem? It makes you question your own routine.
And it subtly highlights why you might need their professional equipment and techniques. Smart. Yeah.
Then there's this one. The truth about that clean smell and why it might be harming your business.
Ooh, I have thoughts on this one. That artificial fragrance thing.
Exactly. It digs into perceived clean versus actual hygienic clean. That lemony scent might just be masking stuff or even causing irritation, health implications, often totally overlooked.
Such a critical point. What smells clean isn't always truly clean or healthy.
It's a reminder that our senses can trick us. And they get specific about tools, too. Dirty mops, contaminated buckets, and worn-out rags. The hidden enemies of clean.
The cross-contamination issue. Crucial.
Yeah. It highlights how important proper technique and maintaining equipment is. Stuff most of us, let's be honest, don't think much about when we wipe down our own counters.
But it's fundamental for professional sanitization, not just pushing dirt around. But you said there was a really memorable one.
Oh, yeah. The showstopper. Get ready for this. Your desk might be dirtier than a toilet seat, and that's not a joke.
Wait, what? Seriously?
Seriously. Think about your desk right now. Eating lunch there.
Yeah.
Sneezing. When was the last time you got a proper clean?
Oh, man. Okay, that one hits home. That is, yeah, surprising, memorable, makes you look at your workspace completely differently. Wow. It really underscores how easily everyday surfaces collect. Well, everything. Stuff we don't see. And they have articles on specific needs too, right?
Yeah, like pet-friendly businesses need pet-safe cleaning. Here's what that really means.
Right.
So thinking about safety beyond just general cleanliness for specific environments.
Important niche considerations.
And finally, they tie it all back to business image, employee well-being. Titles like, your waiting area is talking, what is it saying about your business?
Mm-hmm. The environment as communication.
And break rooms deserve more than a quick wipe. Here's why they matter. These give you actual takeaways, whether you run a business or just want a more welcoming home. It's about the bigger picture.
It really is. It's this holistic view connecting the physical act of cleaning to psychology, productivity, brand image, health. It's all linked.
We have definitely covered a lot of ground today on the deep dive.
Wow.
We really dug in. We started with that bedrock trust, first impressions. How a truly spotless space isn't just nice to look at. It's a strategic asset. Builds reputation.
Right. That nonverbal communication.
Then we unpacked the value of having this huge range of services, all customer-focused. From regular cleans to emergencies, all done with flexibility, clear communication, hitting those real pain points.
And adapting to different needs, homes, businesses, rentals.
And we peeked into that engine room, the operational side. The years of experience, the team, the scale needed to actually deliver on all those promises consistently.
That invisible but essential backbone.
And maybe the most eye-opening part, those unexpected insights. Challenging what we thought we knew about vacuums, clean smells, even our own desks.
Yeah, that was fascinating. It shows cleaning isn't just grunt work, it's a science, really. It impacts health, perception. It's deeply important.
So wrapping this up, what does understanding this whole blueprint mean for you listening right now? Well, maybe you're looking to hire a cleaning service.
Now you know what to look for.
Exactly. What questions to ask, what guarantees matter, what really separates a top-tier company. Or maybe you own a business.
Lots of inspiration here for building trust, offering value, communicating effectively in any field, really.
For sure. It also just gives you kind of new eyes, a new way to see the spaces around you.
Recognizing those hidden details, the complexities of what clean actually means.
Exactly. So here's a final thought for you to chew on, something to mull over after we sign off.
Okay, let's hear it.
Next time you walk into a space that looks clean, could be your home, your office, a waiting room, anywhere. Pause for a second.
Hmm?
What subtle signals, what hidden cleanliness challenges might you notice now that maybe you wouldn't have before? How does your perception of clean line up with the actual reality of what's hygienic, what's truly well-maintained? Food for thought.